Hey, you're welcome. This is Knowledge FM. Welcome to live broadcast. I want to talk about change. Talking about change today. Everything created by God has changed. The only thing that can never change in life is only the word of God. But every other thing can change. Trees changes. A tree all start from being a seed. From seed, it become a tree. It goes through many process to become a tree. A seed, when it's planted, it has to be decayed and bring out a new one that can bring out the seed, a tree. So everything have to change. Everything needs to change to bring out the good positive of it. Tree changes. The animals changes. The cloud or sky changes. The weather changes. So it means human beings also need change. We need change as a person. You need change as a young boy, lady. You need a change at times. You may be passing through many problems, hardship, poverty, or so many problems, which actually the only thing you need to get it better is to change. Let me say, right from the womb, when a man is in his mother's womb, he had to go many through process of changes. From the white cell blood, it goes through process, it changes inside the womb. When it's forming to become a baby, it got a lot of changes. You have to change from this stage to another stage, from this process to another process, all just to become a baby in the womb. So I want this topic to be an impact to my listeners, that at times you need a change, to change in your life, to change in attitude, in character, in relations, in many things, so that you can bring new things into your life. There are so many life. Because of their old life, their pattern from January to December, from the day they become a young boy, from 12 years, 15 years, up to the 30 years, they are still living in one method of life without a change. So change is necessary in every life. You need to change. Let's talk about change. Yes, you need to change. You need to change. Changes. You need change in many ways in areas of some life. Technology changes. If technology does not change today, there will be no Android phone, there will be no laptop, there will be no new versions of phone, many things. Because technology needs to change to make things to become better. And technology can never change from good to bad. Rather, it changes from the lesser to become the bigger. It changes from the lower performance to a high performance. So I want to impart this knowledge to women's life, to the youths, to the boys, to the girls, to mothers, to fathers, to married men, to unmarried ones. At times you need to bring changes into your life. At times the enemy may not be the problems. Someone is fighting you. Your mother is against you. The spiritual powers are attacking you. At times, those things may not be the cause of a problem. Rather, you yourself, you need to change. You need to change. Because whenever change comes in anything, it brings a new thing into that thing or a person. Let me say, people to talk about the butterfly. Butterfly is beautiful. Whenever you see the butterfly, it flies and it look good. But me looking at the life of a butterfly, it passes many through process, hardship, butterfly from pupa to caterpillar, from this to that. At times when you see the butterfly from the earlier age, you won't even see anything good of it. You'll be saying, can this thing become anything, or can it just be just like this forever? Because the caterpillar have to go, the butterfly need to go many process. Is not easy for a butterfly to become a butterfly. It has to go many process changes. If it refuses to change, it won't become a butterfly. But because changes is attached to it, then it has to become a butterfly to fly and also look beautifully. Look beauty whenever you see a butterfly flying in some areas, in some grass, in some garden, you see the beauty of a butterfly. That butterfly passes through changes, process. At times, many people don't want to pass through process. They don't want to pass through process of life, because life have a process, and through that process you need to change some certain things. You need to change in so many things. Now let's see some changes. In some characters need change. Some characters need to be changed. At times, character have made some young girls, some grown-up boys not to get the right position, because character is always the first thing for an admirer to see. A good admirer to a lady or to a young boy, the first thing is after is the character. But once the character is not good, you see the admirer will run away, because what he expects from the character is not there. So at times you keep on complaining. You work in this office, you work in this company, in the next 1 month you change to another company, in the next 3 weeks you change to another company. You can't base on one place and work. And when you ask why is those, you say my enemy are fighting me. Your enemy are not the problem, but your character. When someone asks you why did you change the company, you say, is that chairman there, I don't like him. That security is insulting, and that secretary is embarrassing. That manager is so stupid. They are not your problem. You are the problem of yourself. You need to change. When your manager is not the way what you want, you need to change to make him what he wants. You need to change for the good, not to bad. When your manager is always complaining, you always come late, you don't smile, you don't show. Maybe at times your manager is someone who like a lady or a young boy who smiles, who encourages people, who is hardworking. But when the manager is trying to let you know what he wants, but you don't really want it, maybe you are seeing, this manager is now looking at me in some way, maybe other way around. Maybe you're a lady, maybe the manager is only trying to allow you to bring some smile to people, to the buyers or to the business buyers or the employers or whatever. He's expecting you to give them smile, but within yourself you only see yourself as a graduate, so you don't have to smile at anybody. They are not your boyfriend, they are not a fiance, they are not your husband, so you don't need to smile at them. No, but that is the problem. You need to change it. You need to change it. The security there is not your problem. The security there, whenever you come to the gate, he is not that faster to open the gate, and you are always in a hurry. Gate man, come open this gate. What's the problem? The next day, I'm tired of this office, I won't work again. Maybe you are looking at a qualification, you think you are qualified, so no one has to mess up with you. You keep on losing a job from this place to another. You can't base on one place. The problem is your character. You need to change it. So some characters need changes. Some marriage need changes. Some marriage need to change. The husband need to change. The wife need to change to make the marriage to stand. At times, your husband may not be the problem, but you as a wife, you need to change. Your wife may not be the problem, but you as a husband, you need to change. Know her mind, know his mind, know what he wants, and know what he does not want. And if you are always making him to know, you are trying to let him know, to live right to him, and he's not cooperating, keep on changing method every day, every moment. Keep on changing pattern. If he's a drunkard, you need to change pattern. You need to change some certain things to bring him home. So you need changes. Marriage needs to change. Marriage needs to change. At times, the witches are not a problem for you not to be a baby. So you need to change in some certain things. You need to change. You need some business needs to change. Some relationship needs to change. A relationship where there is no truth, there is no there's no sincerity in the a relationship. The guy always wants sex from you. The guy always want to spend the night without knowing who you are, without trying to know what you want, without trying to know who you are, your dreams, your ambition, your vision, your talent. All is about is just your body to get you at night, to lay you on the bed, and at last, and at times the relationship will not lead to marriage, rather it lead to disappointment, heartbreak, because you don't want to change. You always try to please the man who is not the right person, the man who is not ready to know who you are, is not ready to care about who you, what you want to do, your destiny is all about the body. So if you don't apply change, at the end, it brings heartbreak, disappointment. This guy broke my heart. He didn't only break your heart. The reason why he broke your heart is because he didn't apply change immediately. So some relationship need to change. You need to change. And at times, people always try to change nature. That's why so many people really get it hard. It really gets hard on us at times. You know, people try to change nature. Some young boy, young girls, they try to change nature. Let me say, in terms of marriage, getting a wife or getting a husband, the guy will say, before I got you, we got married, or before I take you to my parents, or before we got wedded, you have to get pregnant for me or something like that. And you see, some people try to change nature, or people always see that without having a sex for the first time, that you got five brothers or something like that. Maybe those things are people trying to change nature. That's why whenever you're trying to change nature, nature changes to the bad side of it. So you can't change nature. You have to follow nature the way it is. And when nature is not trying to give you what you want, then try to apply wisdom to nature. So you need to change. At times, you don't need a man of God to pray for you. You don't need a man of God to pray. You don't need fasting. You don't need spiritual works. You don't need a prophet to come and prophesy. You don't need someone to come and tell you, this is a problem. You don't need someone to come and prophesy and speak for family deliverance and compound deliverance, come and lay hands on you, or pour olive oil, do some festive things. You don't need those things at times. The only thing you need is a change. You need to change. You need to change. Change, change, change. And whenever you're changing, make sure you are changing from the bad side to the good side. So you gotta help your destiny. The greatness of every man is in him. So you need to protect what you have, protect what God have given you to be a man. So you need to apply wisdom. You need to change life. Change is all about repentance. When you are changing, it means you are changing from old life, bad life. You are changing from sin to become a good person. So change is all about repentance. Without change, no repentance. So many people, they say they have repented without change. Repentance or being baptized without a change of old life can never work, because you need to change. You need to change the old life. When you say you're born again, you are this, you are that, without a change in your life, you see that after some time being baptized or being going to church, you still fall back to your to the worst sin of your life, because you got born again, you got baptized without a change. You only repented, but without a change. So change is something that is necessary in every life, in everything you are doing. You need to change to know where your problem is coming from. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to us. Stay tuned. This is Knowledge FM.